The Hidden Epidemic. How do you turn a newborn baby, with all its promise and infinite capacities, into a 30-year-old homeless drunk? As with so many great discoveries, internist Vincent Felitti came across the answer to this question accidentally. In 1985, Felitti was chief of Kaiser Permanente's Department of Preventive Medicine in San Diego, which at the time was the largest medical screening program in the world. He was also running an obesity clinic that used a technique called supplemented absolute fasting to bring about dramatic weight loss without surgery. One day, a 28-year-old nurse's aide showed up in his office. Felitti accepted her claim that obesity was her principal problem and enrolled her in the program. Over the next 51 weeks, her weight dropped from 408 pounds to 132 pounds. However, when Felitti next saw her a few months later, she had regained more weight than he thought was biologically possible in such a short time. What had happened? It turned out that her newly svelte body had attracted a male coworker who started to flirt with her and then suggested sex. She went home and began to eat. She stuffed herself during the day and ate while sleepwalking at night. When Felitti probed this extreme reaction, she revealed a lengthy incest history with her grandfather. This was only the second case of incest Felitti had encountered in his 23-year medical practice. And yet, about 10 days later, he heard a similar story. As he and his team started to inquire more closely, they were shocked to discover that most of their morbidly obese patients had been sexually abused as children. They also uncovered a host of other family problems. In 1990, Felitti went to Atlanta to present data from the team's first 286-patient interviews at a meeting of the North American Association for the Study of Obesity. He was stunned by the harsh response of some experts. Why did he believe such patients? Didn't he realize they would fabricate any explanation for their failed lives? However, an epidemiologist from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, encouraged Felitti to start a much larger study, drawing on a general population, and invited him to meet with a small group of researchers at the CDC. The result was a monumental investigation of adverse childhood experiences, now known as the ACE study. A collaboration between the CDC and Kaiser Permanente, with Robert Anda, MD, and Vincent Felitti, MD, as co-principal investigators.